It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. With vaccine supply surpassing demand in New Mexico, the state has donated over 372,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to the federal government. New Mexico is just shy of meeting its 60% vaccination goal. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says that she wants to hit that mark this week so she can follow through on plans to fully reopen the state by July 1st. As of Tuesday, 58.5% of eligible New Mexicans have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Some are concerned about the lack of diversity on the state's redistricting committee. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
Using 2020 census data, the seven-member committee will redraw electoral district boundaries for the U.S. House, Legislature, and the Public Education Commission. Kathleen Burke with the group Fair Districts for New Mexico says 30 of the 69 people who applied were women, but only one was selected. She says women, along with people of color and rural residents, will need to rely on committee members to keep the discussions fair.
There definitely needs to be strong Native American voices, and there needs to be rural voices. And so we have asked them to include that in their work plan. How are you going to accomplish that?
The panel includes two Democrats, two Republicans, and three independents, but no Indigenous, Black, or Asian members. I'm Roz Brown.
Moving on now to a local viewpoint, some young people in our region are using the arts to lift their voices. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
Thursday, I spent a half day with high school students in a photojournalism class. The kids saw things in neat ways. Some had a real good eye. It was refreshing. Earlier in the week, after a teacher caused a line of dominoes to fall, and asked the kids to write a poem, one student wrote, in part, "Our world is filled with life, but it's falling like dominoes at the hands of humanity. Our world is crumbling, while most people ignore it and live on with their lives as if they can't do anything. But then I think about the people trying, the people who push a domino up, to help fix this broken world." With that thought-provoking poem lingering in my head, I read that Donald Trump was telling Joe Biden to fire the Joint Chiefs of Staff if they thought climate change a big deal. When Barack Obama was elected, Vice President Biden went with him to the Pentagon, where, quote, "the military sat us down to let us know what the greatest threats facing America were. And the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was global warming, because there'll be significant population movements, fights over land, millions of people leaving places because they're literally sinking below the sea in Indonesia, fights over what is arable land anymore." When the Joint Chiefs told Trump that in 2017, Trump fired them. Recently, Trump's chosen chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, told Congress that climate change is a threat, that it will impact natural resources and increase instability. Trump says Biden should fire Trump's chosen military chiefs for telling the truth. Talk about ignoring the falling dominoes to live your life. The folks who deny reality with Mr. Trump are lucky they'll be gone before their grandkids, suffering the consequences, demand to know why we ignored such huge red warning signs. Why didn't we listen even to the generals, who ain't barefoot tree huggers? Aiden's poem didn't mention climate change, but his words apply to way too much of what's going on. Much is indeed crumbling around us. Civility, honesty, community. Alone, none of us can stop climate change. But we can each be more welcoming to folks whose politics, skin colors, gender identities, or religions differ from ours. Sure, we all believe what we believe. But must we create a world of aggressive intolerance? Mightn't we each try to help fix this broken world? Instead of pushing ourselves forward, might we help protect the vulnerable, poor, abused, and homeless? When Aiden, 15, is asked to write a poem about the falling dominoes, he thinks only of our crumbling world. Think about that. He speaks for many.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.